Dylan was maybe the next generation, and he said back in 1975 that his inspiration to be a poet came from Kerouac's Mexico City Blues, which he said blew his mind when he first read it. And I asked him why, and he said, well, it's the first poetry that spoke to me in the American language, my own language. So I think that's the continuity. We're using a living language rather than a dead literary language, which is what William, Carlos Williams and Ezra Pound recommended. Use the spoken vernacular tongue.
You were on the FBI's list of dangerous radicals.
Let's see, what was it? Dangerous security. Dangerous security list is the formal official title.
Is that right? Are you still on that list?
I don't think they got a list like that anymore. And the weird thing is I was put on that list. I found later on I got my FBI and CIA and Army Intelligence and all that, those papers under the Freedom of Information Act back in the late 70s under Carter, actually. And I found that I was put on the dangerous security list by that old faggot J. Edgar Hoover, who himself was a sort of transvestite queen. And I'm really amazing how he got away with that. On August 26, 1964, 65, just after I had been kicked out of Cuba by Castro for complaining about his attitude toward gays, because he had broken up the theater school. Castro was a sort of macho Catholic background, had broken up the theater school and sent him off to in Havana.
All the maricons.
Yes, and sent all these maricons off to Campo de Trabajadores to work in camps. So, it seemed ridiculous because there were a number of great gay Cuban revolutionary poets. And the tradition of poetry, gay poets like Lorca himself. Castro was rumored to be gay. I heard that in Havana, and I still heard that years later, very privately.